Hi, I'm Aunt Zelda.
And I'm me.
And you're listening to...
Aunt Zelda and me and the Bachelor
and the Bachelorette.
And me, Labe.
Oh, Labe, you gotta wait till the theme song is over.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, we got a very special guest here today.
That's a long title.
Thank you.
Yes.
We have literally said that's a long title almost every single episode.
I know that already. I'm actually a fan of the cast as well a family member.
Okay, right. Explain who you are, Labe.
So I'm Zelda's son. I'm Labe.
Hi, Labe.
Hi, Mom.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome to Aunt Zelda and me.
And you're and Dylan's Labe. Cousin.
That's right. I'm also Dylan's cousin.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
He's my oldest cousin on this side of my family.
Uh-huh. Right.
What were you going to say?
Side, actually.
That's bold, and my most habitual listeners are the other side of the family, and
lost them. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just
joking. I didn't really mean that.
I don't think they even know I do a podcast.
Well, you just made one of your listeners into a guest host, so you definitely lost one listener for this episode.
You're not going to listen to your own episode?
You know what? You're right. I'm going to listen to my
own episode. Definitely
going to.
100%. You're definitely going to. And you'll tell your friends.
Right.
Tell all your friends. All right, so this is your first time watching The Bachelor.
I'm looking for a friend. If you're out there listening and want to be my friend, I could use a few friends.
Yeah,
that is far the farthest thing from the truth.
Cool. Very, very great to plug yourself immediately. Plug your Twitter handle immediately. Wait, what do you mean that's far from the truth? He's not looking for friends?
He has too many friends.
You're a super, you're like...
Social.
You're very social. You're a very personable guy.
Well, you know, Mom, if you recall being very concerned about me not having many friends growing up.
Right,
really?
There was a reaction to that. And so now, you know, I figured it's my core life mission to have friends. And, you know, really to my own standards from that time period, you know, I'm in the market. So at Labetown, Labe... T-O-W-N.
Jesus.
Be mine.
Wait, can you dig into that? What do you mean? Why you were concerned that Labe wouldn't have friends?
He was a kind of an awkward child. And,
how so?
I don't know exactly. Of course, we thought he was the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Of course.
And we worshipped every little thing he did.
Of course.
That was then, not now. But anyway, then
dangerous territory.
We just didn't feel like his social life was enough. And so we picked...
Did he have any friends?
Some.
Wait, you didn't have any friends?
No, he had some.
I had a few core, really close, good friends,
I agree. It's quality, not quantity.
I was a sheepish, shy, you know, any other word that starts with S-H,
no,
you know, individual.
No, not that shy.
Growing up, and then one day I had one day I turned into the entertainer that you all know is my mother, you know, Zelda. And of course, you guys know Uncle Floyd as well, and, you know, I don't think he's really belted out any show tunes on the podcast, but he's got it. You know,
Wait
a minute.
People love you.
How could you say you were shy when, remember when Mr. Schlachter asked you about Mr. Kennedy?
You know, this is really important
that
for me
very,
to flesh this out.
That was very, very good.
Wait, when we get the family podcast up and running, I think we could do a whole segment about
that was,
my stuff.
What was Mr. Kennedy?
What's Mr. That? Kennedy was his chess teacher.
Okay.
And when Mr. Schlachter came by with some dignitaries,
okay,
he was showing the school. Mr. Schlachter was the headmaster. He said to Little Labe,
Little Labe. Wait, I want to write a book called Little Labe.
Where is Mr. Kennedy? And Labe says, I know where Mr. Kennedy is.
What the hell did he say?
He said, Mr. Kennedy is at home having sex with Mrs. Kennedy.
What? Wait, how old were you?
Probably got in
trouble.
Probably
nine.
At nine?
I thought I got in trouble because I cursed in a regular kindergarten class.
You
said Mr. Kennedy is at home having sex.
I didn't get called out for the chess after school.
Who?
Yes.
Why do you know anything about Mr. Kennedy and Mrs. Kennedy's relationship? What was Mr. Kennedy saying to you?
Honestly, I don't even remember ever saying this, and I'm pretty sure That it was, Mr. Schlachter, I'm pretty sure someone told me that they said that. I don't think it was.
Okay.
No, Mr. Schlachter said it. I believe him. And then I asked you, well, what do you think sex is? And you had a very interesting answer.
Oh, please tell. Please tell. What did he think sex is?
I'm going to sue this podcast, I think.
What did he think sex was?
Well, when two people take a shower together and one lifts the other one up and does lovely things to them.
That's not even true. That's not even what I said.
And I said, where did you learn that?
I didn't say lovely things.
Yes, you did. And I said, where did you hear that? And you said, from Waldy Schenkel.
Waldy who? These are the most Jewish names I've ever heard.
Walter Schenkel.
But when actually lived in this building.
Waldy Schenkel? In all fairness, hold on. In all fairness,
our viewers are going to appreciate this as much as you
I don't
do.
Think they're going to because they don't know that Waldy's parents.
It's okay.
The father was very, very tall and the mother's very short. And who knows what Waldy ever saw? I don't know.
Hold on. So, first of all, I want to say, 9-year-old Labe, not entirely wrong about what sex is. Like, very
Thank
intuitive.
You.
But yeah, hearing it from Waldy.
I knew more about sex than Colton, I think.
Love, low.
This is the first
time I've watched the show, so you know this was a big zinger for me right there.
That was a good transition.
Thank you.
Let's get into it.
Let's dig into the show.
All right.
So enough about Labe and his 9-year-old self.
Let's get back into the boys. I wrote down the boys tell all. I think it was called the men tell all,
right.
But it really felt like the boys
they
tell
were,
all.
That's right. They were so immature. And still back into their back and forth seventh grade. Instead of mean girls, they were mean boys.
They were mean boys.
But that's the whole show. Don't they encourage that?
Well,
we discussed that
we think that there's a scripted part.
Yeah.
And they say really, you know, ramp up the put downs and ramp up the needling.
It was weird though. So to see the people that were kicked off on the first episode, it was weird to see them like caring at all and also like arguing with Jordan. Like, why are they arguing with Jordan? They have no business doing any of that. Like Joe the grocer is the only one who like has any business. Because they, like, wanted to talk to Joe the Grocer. Everybody else, it's like, why are you even talking? Like, Jake, that dude Jake, remember from her hometown who, like...
He was there?
Exactly. That's how it
I
should be.
I didn't see him.
He had no importance to the show.
Right, right.
And neither did those other dudes.
Right.
But this was their opportunity, Dylan.
Right.
Like, this was their
to
last...
To do what? Like, 15 minutes of fame?
That's right.
Their only chance to get real time,
that's
given that they didn't know they were getting kicked off the show immediately.
Christian got up... Like, and I guess
Christian
it worked
is the guy that
was,
got into it with Jordan.
Yeah, I guess it worked because I know his name is Christian.
Yeah,
now.
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, he got up and like got in it with Jordan, and Jordan was like, I don't even know who you are, man.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, like obviously, like we, none of us know who that dude is, right? I don't know. That's
and I didn't
know
the guy sitting
next
to him.
They know them
because
they're watching the show, you know, they're following along, they were in it, they want to see what's happening, and they learned that this guy is a jerk off.
For sure. So, all right, so one thing that I noticed was, where the hell was Clay?
Clay wasn't there.
Where the hell was Clay? They just, like, couldn't get him?
Probably. Maybe he had other things to do.
What else is he at? Like, I mean, I guess it's,
what else
it's like,
he have?
It's, we're going, we're heading
in. Have a life.
We're headed into football season, right? Right. You know that?
Oh, Clay
like,
is a
wait,
football,
you know that,
right,
right,
right, right.
He's a football player.
But he also, didn't he, like, take care of his family and his grandmother and all that?
Sure, but so did Colton and, like, all that, right?
But
like, I mean, but Colton doesn't play football anymore. Because I think that they said on the first show that if he would have gotten another concussion or something, it would
right,
have been bad news.
Right,
but Clay is still a football player, so maybe he's
what team
at,
was he on?
Maybe he's like in spring training, not spring training, whatever the hell it is.
And
like
he broke his wrist.
Yeah, he broke his wrist playing like flag football on the Bachelorette.
Oh
but,
yeah.
But in pro football, he doesn't break anything.
No,
that happens a lot. You know, pro athletes will go ahead and get themselves hurt doing, you know,
mundane things.
You know, non-work related things.
For
sure.
But it's like funny.
I guess everyone does that, to be fair. He says he
was laughing at himself, which was a nice trait. He was a nice guy,
actually.
He was
a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he got off the show because he was like, you know, like, I have to take care of...
Right, and he didn't feel invested
my career
enough.
Because
yeah.
my career is my family.
Right, exactly.
And, like, it was actually, like, a really nice departure.
Yeah.
But also, like, he wasn't there today, and I expected him to be there. He was a sweetheart.
Right. I wasn't really thinking about him. No. I had forgotten about him.
Yeah, I remember listening, I think in the first episode you talked about liking clay.
Yeah. He brought the clay. Yeah. He literally brought the clay.
Right.
Yeah. They molded clay.
Right, they did.
Wait, so, Labe, who was your favorite person today? Like, being someone who hasn't really watched this too much, who was your favorite person today?
They all annoyed me a lot. I couldn't, like, of course. You know, as much as I tried to defend everybody whining and bitching and, like, you know, clawing at each other in a girly fight, you know, because that's what the show is, you know, they're making them do that. That's what the show is about. Everybody loves that. But they all annoy me. And I guess that's, you know, that's the point. You know, you get riled up, you get emotional, you want to come back, see more of it. But I, you know.
Who did you think, then let me rephrase the who's your favorite to who did you think was the most annoying?
Yeah, Jordan. Jordan was definitely the most annoying. Your brother is named Jordan.
I was
going
to say, just like in your family.
So he
is
familiar.
The most annoying.
I think I need to stop adding family members to this show, because we literally just talk about the same thing.
Segue back to the family,
right,
from the show.
Yeah.
Jordan, I mean, literally, what a self-serving prick. But, you know, I mean, look, that's his role. I mean, like, everyone,
exactly.
That,
he's
a draw that way to the
show.
He's on Bachelor in Paradise now, and, like, obviously, he is a scripter, because they know that he draws people,
yeah.
Right? Because he's just like, he's dramatic, he's like
an
idiot.
And that's what they need. Viewers.
It's what they need. They need viewers. And like, they put him on Bachelor in Paradise immediately.
Right.
And they even showed tonight, they were like, we know you love Jordan, so here's 30 seconds of Jordan. And they showed 30 seconds of Jordan for a preview for Bachelor in Paradise.
They've showed it before, too. Yeah.
I do have...
I also didn't like David. I thought he was
he's
annoying
as well.
He's
the most annoying.
I mean, like, literally...
It's interesting you say that. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Why is it interesting I say that?
Because he doesn't know that both of them went at it pretty much all season, and
that's
the both of them were on a two-on-one date, and they both got canned.
And they both got sent home.
Because they were, like, going at each other. They weren't there for Becca.
I didn't know about that. I knew they were at each other's throats most of the show.
But this is most of the season, yeah.
So Nick had said to David, I believe it was Nick, who said, it didn't feel like you were there for Becca. It felt like you were there for Jordan.
Exactly.
And, like, every time, someone said, every time you spoke, the first name out of your mouth was Jordan.
Right.
Like, and it was.
Right, it was.
It really was.
It was.
And honestly, though, like, they are editing it. Like, gotta keep that in mind. They're editing it. So I'm sure they had, like, certain moments. But
he himself said that, I wish I didn't act that way.
Of course.
My main takeaway from him, though, was that he was trying to approach, you know, he was trying to, like, talk to us, the viewers, like, and really analyze everybody's roles in the show. And, like, you know, get off your, you know, what do you know that's going on? Like, this isn't a business deal. Like, I get it. You evaluate companies.
Right.
You're a venture capitalist, blah, blah, blah. But, like... You know, be a human being. Jesus Christ.
I agree. So, like, I think he has a lot of walls up, and I think he has a lot of walls up because, one, he was one of the youngest people there, okay? And, two, David
was.
I think he's only 25. And because he's, like, 25, he probably, like, I would assume also had, like, feels like he has a lot to prove. Even though I don't think that he would admit that, he probably feels like he still has a lot to prove to the world.
He certainly does. He has a lot to prove to himself, too.
He's a little rat coward.
Yeah, I think the show really, like, probably knocked off a ton of, like, credit from his, like, karma capital back. You know, like, I mean, like, really, like, this guy should never have gone on TV. I mean, that really ruined
him. Well, he should have gone on TV because that's what brings people back, you know, to see, let me see that.
I don't know.
Idiot.
I don't think he gets the same, like, negative but really positive publicity that, like, Jordan, at least Jordan was, like, could pull off. Like,
yeah,
you know,
so
that's a jerk
off
that you'd keep watching, but,
right.
Like, you wouldn't keep watching David.
So that's, yeah, I agree. Also, because David literally looks like a weasel. Like, he just looks like, he looks like a little muskrat.
This
right?
feels pretty anti-Semitic.
I don't
want to
watch it.
You know, just so I,
why?
You know,
what, talking shit about
we're talking
David?
Shit about David, and
it's
we're
definitely...
really sucking up to Jordan, and, like, all the Galatian names on the show.
Well, wait a minute. David was Jewish?
Definitely. David's definitely Jewish. With the name David?
There are Davids that are not Jewish in the world.
And we all know his last name is...
You know, Mom, I can't believe you would admit that. There are non-Jewish Davids.
Are there non-Jewish Davids?
Such as who?
Name one.
Name the names. My mother, who you all know from the show, loves, has a few great sayings that she says. And one of them is, oh, really? Who did that? Name the names. Oh, really? Oh, what? Who were they? Who would ever say that to you? Name the names.
And the other classic saying is, not everyone named David is Jewish. Boy, does she say that a lot.
I say that a lot?
No, you never said that.
Honestly, I wish we both would have paused and let that that moment ruin Dylan. That joke did not fly.
Oh, God.
Hope you all, viewers at home, didn't...
viewers at home.
Rather, listeners.
Aren't there like some football announcers that are Dave and...
I think generally most
aren't
Dave...
There?
But I'm sure there are.
It's a solid mix. It's Dave, a biblical name, and
biblical.
We share the Bible.
That's right.
But come
that's
on.
Right.
We know David was... Like, look at David. He's definitely Jewish.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Look, the three
just
of...
Just because he's a weasel?
The three of us are Jewish.
He's
we
a
can
weasel,
say
and he's a venture capitalist, and, you know, he was insecure.
Exactly. He's our people.
Oh, no. That's really bad.
He's our people. I was actually thinking about this the other day, like this stereotype of Jews of just being like neurotic and like their tummies hurt and like things like that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and then I was like, oh, that's like funny to somebody think that's what Jews are, and then to think about Israel and be like, oh, it's an entire nation of just like kind of like neurotic hurting tummies.
Woody Allen.
Entire nation.
Excuse me. I take offense to that.
You do.
I do.
Why?
Because I don't think of Israel that way.
Okay, no, I'm saying that...
I think it's my homeland.
Okay.
This podcast just got political, everyone.
Oh, baby. I'm saying it's...
That's why you needed me on the podcast. To bring all the controversy. Bring the heat and the controversy.
To bring down politics.
We needed to discuss things that will make people leave the show.
I do have a question, what you guys think. So, is Jordan a good guy?
I think underneath it all, he's like harmless, really. He's harmless.
It's hard to be a narcissist and be a good guy.
But he's not mean in any way. He's just stupid.
I think his love of himself
right.
is meanness,
Hold on.
Really.
Not
I mean, like
really.
To everyone
not
else.
Really.
Yeah, it is.
He's
the Rolls Royce. And he reminded me a lot of Reggie Jackson. And I wrote this in one of my notes that I was going to say. You know, Reggie Jackson talked shit about Thurman Munson. Reggie was the straw that stirred the drink. Everyone else could stir it bad.
Right.
But and similarly, okay. Jordan was the Rolls Royce, and everyone else was the Mitsubishi Galant.
Right. Well, my question is, I feel like Jordan proved himself to kind of be like this, like, you know, even when Colton said that thing about his virginity and Jordan piped in, it was like, hey, man, like, I hear you. Like, definitely. Like,
that
like,
was
I,
very
I get
nice.
It.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even Becca was like, Jordan, I had so much fun with you. And everybody was like, Jordan was like unapologetically Jordan. And Jordan even said, he's like, if there's one thing that I could have done, it would have been to kind of tone down the goofiness.
Right.
And to try and like actually connect with her. And my
That's
thought,
not what he said. No, that's not what he said. He said to try and show her more depth of himself.
That's right.
And that he didn't care about
sure.
listening to her.
Right.
He didn't say his improvement was
right.
like really
okay.
being present with her.
Right.
He said, I wish I could really show you the depth of
right.
me and like all that I have to bring to the table.
Everything was
you
about
know,
him.
That's not,
everything
you know,
is
whatever,
only about
my suntan
him.
And
yeah.
my washboard abs
sure.
and my golden underpants and my
wow.
whatever, you know,
Lady,
other,
you sound,
other great characters.
Lady, you sound very jealous.
I might be in love with Jordan, yeah. I might be.
No, but
that's a bromance.
It's a bromance. I guess though, like it seems to me like they maybe edited it into to try and make Jordan this like monster of a character, so people to create drama and so that like people would want to watch it and then they'd watch Bachelor in Paradise.
I didn't feel that Jordan was mean like David.
David
was
like a so.
And someone there was said, someone else that was mean too that I forget who was.
So, somebody said. I don't know who was it that they were like David, you are a bully,
right? Exactly.
And he was
exactly.
David is like a little rat.
Oh, that was Jason
bully.
Said that.
Jason?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
He
said, you know, you didn't
pick
you,
on Jordan
yeah you didn't
the whole
pick
time.
On anyone else in the house. You picked on Jordan. Like, what's your deal with Jordan?
Yeah, it was like
right.
what the fuck.
Right.
That was weird.
I think actually he's he probably has homophobia.
You think David does?
Yeah,
or
because
you think Jordan's gay?
No, but he's just afraid of his own feelings toward Jordan and turns them into aggression like
oh,
that.
Oh, you think
you
that
think
David's
gay.
In the closet? You think David's
gay?
You
think
gay.
David's gay?
Could be.
Okay. So everyone in Israel.
I mean, no, I thought everyone on the show is gay. I mean, really.
No,
I mean,
definitely
just
not.
Just look at them.
Look at when Jason kisses, he's not gay.
You're because you like Jason, he's not gay. Like,
he's a good kisser.
You know, they're all gay.
Yeah, but gay men can be good kissers too.
Yeah, with each other, I guess, but not
with
Becca.
He was
talking about Becca.
So you think that David is projecting his own insecurities onto Jordan.
Yeah, I do.
And that is your clinical diagnosis.
Not his own insecurities, but he can't deal with his own feelings that he has about men. And maybe sometimes men who might appear a little bit effeminate.
Yeah.
He gets angry because he's probably angry at himself for those feelings.
Probably.
But so he...
Interesting.
This is a professional opinion.
It is.
Okay? My mother is a psychiatric social worker.
She is.
She's an LCSMWMSD, okay?
is that actually what it is?
No, it's slightly less long, but it is a lot of letters.
Just as long as the title.
Just as long as the title. Yeah. Okay.
Of the podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Okay. All right, no, I can see that, and I agree. I don't think that you're wrong. I don't know. I mean, he could be gay. I have no idea. He could be in the closet, but he definitely has, like, he's definitely...
He may not even be aware of it.
He might not be aware of it.
I think that's more to the point. He's probably not aware of it, but he gets so angry. I mean, the anger was not proportionate to the crime.
Yeah, you're right.
What crime was there?
You're right. And he didn't pick on anyone else, and anyone else he would have picked on would have beat the shit out of him.
That's right, exactly.
Everybody else
exactly.
Was
he found... The person who was...
If you think Jordan had golden abs, Lame, you should have seen Colton without a shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
I only know this one episode, so...
Well, wait a minute. Don't they all have good abs?
Yeah, they're all pretty sexy.
Blake and...
Oh,
Garrett.
Where was Lincoln?
So the abs wash each other out.
Yeah.
There's no abs
at all.
Wait,
where was Lincoln, Aunt Zelda?
I guess he had something else to do also.
Where the fuck was Lincoln?
I thought Lincoln was there.
Lincoln
wasn't there.
No, there was a Lincoln commercial, maybe.
Oh, there's a
no,
lot
we
Lincoln
talked about,
is in that. In
we
that,
talked
in
about
that,
my chess teacher, Mr. Kennedy, earlier, and that's why I'm thinking of Lincoln.
Oh,
yes,
the president.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a rock in the West that has pictures of the president?
Yeah, and one of them
is
Lincoln.
Called Mount Rushmore. Good one.
It's also like South Dakota.
All I know is that
the old West.
Wait a minute.
The West back in 1850.
All I know is that it's not New York City.
Yeah.
And
definitely. Yeah.
And anyway, isn't Lincoln on one of those?
Yeah.
So there's Lincoln.
All right, now let's
He's
all...
too busy in now, Mount Rushmore.
Now let's pause after that to let that sink in so we can all have bad jokes this episode. No? All right.
No.
Never mind. Jesus. I am dying out here.
Yeah.
You're two for two, bro.
Ooh, two for two.
Right.
Who am I to try and team up on either one of the Edens? You guys easily have each other's backs. And I
am
the odd man out.
No, I wouldn't say that either. You know, Dylan, I think you've misread the dynamic here.
That's
Maybe
right.
Maybe you should have seated me on the other side of you. I really shouldn't probably
Yeah, you should have
right.
been next to your
next
right.
to my mom.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So Anselda, you asked Labe this during the show, and I said, hold it for the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is something we should talk about. Because there's been a lot of crying throughout the season, and there was crying tonight. It has to be a very painful thing, and I'd love to talk about this more. It has to be a very painful thing to have to, like, fall in love with somebody, get rejected, and then have to, in front of the world, watch every moment that led up to you falling in love with this girl. And, like, from like, the origin of you meeting her to, like, the very end, like, where
she
rejects you. Like, that must be super painful. And, like, no duh... somebody, like, no duh, Jason's gonna cry, right? Like, no duh,
well,
Colton.
The thing is, it's not no duh, because I'm looking at it from the women's point of view, and I know that I've cried over men,
yes,
boys.
Of course.
But I didn't know about, do guys cry over women?
Absolutely.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Babe, have you cried over a girl before?
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing. Have? Here's the thing about
name the name.
I did not feel bad for these guys watching these moments leading up to this thing. This production is so unauthentic.
Dude.
I mean, you're on television in a dating competition, vying for one woman's, you know, fake bullshit TV heart. Like, this is such a ridiculous thing. They're watching and they're, like, kind of looking awkwardly and disgusted at themselves that they would, you know, that they appear such suckers, you know, like, doing this whole thing.
I had my doubts as well when I first started watching. And I voiced them as well. Where, like, I was like, it just feels, some of it feels fake. And
if you're not a believer,
I was watching
Wills. You shouldn't be on this podcast.
I was watching Wills watch himself
do
the backflash moments, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him and I'm looking at his face and he looks disgusted with himself. I mean, he's really kind of looking like, what the fuck was I doing over there?
That's
like,
fair.
Really? Like, I was acting this way? Like, oh man, like, that's
well,
a sucker.
But I'm sure if you had a chance to look back at some of your behavior, you would be looking in disgust too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it must be a really weird thing to, like imagine having a girl that you dated for like a little bit, and then like being broken up with her, and then 3 months later having to like watch videos of every date you went on, every like special moment you spent with her. Like, imagine that. Imagine how like that would really fuck with my head.
It would if you weren't already like contracted to be on this show.
Of course,
with the knowledge that you'd be in that situation.
Suspension of
having
disbelief,
that,
baby.
Having that whole
right.
you know, interaction.
Suspension of disbelief,
right.
baby. You're an actor. Or you were until you were about 14.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
you know.
That's right.
Suspension of disbelief. Fiddler on the Roof. I believed you were actually
Tevye.
Fiddler
on the Roof. Carousel. Funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
Yeah,
guys, this is my playbill, you know, what's he been in list, by the way,
and
in case you were wondering.
And anyone who wants to see the video,
Zelda will show
we will very, be very happy to show
it's
you the...
It's not on YouTube
the,
yet,
the
but
retros-
I think
the retrospective of Lay Beaton.
For the record, I'm against this. But, you know, if you're interested, at Labetown, hit me up.
He could be against it, but the videos are ours,
third,
so we do what we want.
It's a third plug. you plugged your Twitter handle 3 times now.
Here's the thing. I think the last time I posted on Twitter was months ago.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
But,
did you tell
but
Doug
I, but
that?
But I still want to connect with you there.
All right. You got,
did you
right.
tell Doug?
We have a, on my other side of the family, we have a cousin that is a head honcho insider at Twitter.
Oh, really?
At Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You have a
he might be at names. Doug J.
Interesting.
We have lots of famous cousins on the other side of the family.
Ask him why they took down my Jelly Belly Twitter.
Sure.
No, please.
First thing we'll do is we call Doug up. Yeah.
They took down my Jelly Belly Twitter. I had a Jelly Belly Twitter. It was Jelly Belly. So Jelly Belly has a Twitter. It's Jelly Belly UK. So I created a Twitter, Jelly Belly_USA, right? And then every day I tweeted the same thing for about like 180 days. I tweeted, it's a great day to Jelly Belly. And I tweeted like different variations of that. Like, wow, today's a great day to Jelly Belly or whatever, right? And then this girl in the Philippines hits me up who has the @JellyBelly handle on Twitter, right? And she asks me, thinking I'm the Jelly Belly Corporation, if I want the Jelly Belly handle, that she's going to get rid of it. And so I responded on behalf of the Jelly Belly Corporation and said, yes, we would love the Jelly Belly handle. Let us know when you get rid of it and we will
pay you
take
nothing.
It. Yeah. So that happened. So then I had the actual @JellyBelly handle and I kept tweeting every single day, it's a great day to Jelly Belly. And then I went to Europe and in the first week that I was in Europe, Twitter took down my handle after like 250 days, took down my handle and gave it to Jelly Belly.
You want to know why?
Why? Yeah, I do.
Because you basically said nothing for all those days.
No, that's not it at
you
all.
And
I was planning
on... Is that what Twitter is, to say nothing?
Yeah, basically.
No. I mean, I think you have a legitimate
case. I mean,
look
at President Trump.
I think you have a legitimate case to sue Twitter for that.
No, I don't. All right, I don't.
I think
I know why they took it down. They took it down because in my bio I had written the official Twitter of Jelly Belly.
Oh,
and that is where
you lied.
It's like if you're like impersonating somebody else or
right.
like something like that, then like
you,
they have the right. It's like against
have,
their rules, so they
right.
could take me down. I know
right.
that, but it's also bullshit because I had that handle. I could have made money. I could have been rich.
Yeah, if only you didn't say it was the official handle.
I know, I blew it.
Too bad.
You're a bit rich.
All right, wait. So let me backtrack a little bit.
Good thing we have this podcast venture.
Yeah.
That's bringing in all the bucks.
Let me
at Labetown.
Jesus. All right, let me backtrack a little bit. Labe, so you said that you have cried over a girl.
Yes.
Want to name the names?
All the girlfriends I've ever had, I've cried over them.
Really?
Yes.
What?
What's the longest relationship that you've been in?
I've been in a 3-year relationship.
Okay.
Okay. That's the longest.
Cool. Yeah, that makes sense that you would, like, I would definitely cry over. And was it a mutual breakup? Did she break up with you? Did you break up with her?
She broke up with me.
Okay, word.
But first you broke up with her.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I also have cried. Over my last relationship, I cried a lot. Like, I went through a lot where...
Yeah, Lauren, if you're listening out there, I'm talking about you, baby.
Yeah, I
doubt she's a listener.
I can't wait to, like, all this stuff to come out and, like, you know, my mom's political views and, you know, our general, you know, lack of consideration for, you know...
privacy.
Anyway. But, yeah, so, you know, look, if the worst thing that could happen is that this podcast gets really, really big. And that she finds out. Okay, right?
Yeah, so...
That's not the worst thing that can happen, that the podcast gets big.
How long ago was that?
A long time ago. This was my high school. Yeah,
so it doesn't even... At this point, it doesn't matter, right?
Correct.
I think one of the first times I cried over a girl, I didn't even know that I cried over her. I was 15. It was one of the first times that I drank.
Yeah.
I got, like, blackout drunk with my friends. Like, I drank two water bottles of Jack Daniels. I haven't been able to drink hard liquor since.
Oh my God.
Every time I do. I'm a food aversion now. Apparently, we went to the high school football game. I remember that. But then, because I grew up right next to the high school. And then when we were coming back, I don't even remember. I was completely blackout. They told me that I was sitting on the curb crying over this girl, Diana.
Is that why you were drinking?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I was 15. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I was crying over this girl, Diana, apparently. The only thing I do remember of that night is I remember puking in the toilet, and I remember my dad saying two things. I remember I came in, I guess, to awareness for, like, a split second, and he said, "You're such a fucking Diatlo, you can't hold your liquor." I remember him saying that. And then I remember he was making fun of me as I was puking in the toilet and said, "Oh, look at Dylan praying to the porcelain gods."
Goddess, yeah.
And that's all I remember from that night. But my friends remember other things, I guess.
It's amazing because I drank over a guy and... threw up all the way home to Spring Valley. I was with my parents when I was drinking.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you blackout? Were you, like, blackout drunk or anything?
No, but I was very sick.
You're very... Yeah.
I was very sick.
What did your parents say?
Nothing. I think they felt bad for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they've done the same thing, right?
No, I doubt it.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
You don't think they ever drank over...
No, Sophie, like, and Phil were together since they were, like
19,
12,
right?
No,
yeah,
I mean, no.
When
17,
did they meet?
18. 17,
18. You said that, you told me during this episode that that Papa Phil, that's what I call my grandpa, that he ran away from home.
Yeah, he was in Cuba, and I don't think he really loved school that much. And I think he...
Who does?
Yeah, well, I think...
Well, I do, actually.
He probably did not get along with his father that well. And
sure.
He just ran off to America... to the United States, and he lived with his cousins or aunt.
It's a big move to run off to.
It's only 90 miles away.
That's a good point. Wait, but so we
and
had family
And he lived in
here
Brooklyn.
Already.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that was his side of the family.
Okay.
Not your side of the family.
As whose side of the family?
That was my
I'm
father.
I'm sorry, but that's our side of the family. Oh. You're equating only Dylan with grandma's side of the family, but that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, maybe not.
I'm really
tired.
Because Dylan's father, Richard, your brother,
his parents were the same as yours. I try to deny it as much as I can.
I get it. You guys are teaming up on me and you're kicking
me
out of the
No,
actually, I'm teaming up on my mother in protection of you.
Thank you.
So, anyway.
Switch hair.
Anytime anyone's yelling, you feel betrayed and you feel, you know, you feel like you're the one being
I really think this victimization role that you're playing is really something that you need to explore further.
Jordan,
I'm the victim here, bro.
You just call me Jordan?
And I'm David.
Oh, okay, got it. I thought you were calling me, because a lot of people will call me
Let's
like
bring
Eden
it back to the show.
Got it, yeah.
They call you Eden Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, that's my brother, so everybody calls me by my brother's names all the time. including my parents.
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah, well, that's what parents do. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe one time they even called me Tucker, which was...
My mother often, who's Aunt Zelda, who's the star of this show...
You don't have to get any closer to the mic.
Will often go through the list of children's names talking to any of us in particular. Yeah. Lay, Ray, Jay. And right. So, you know, she'll double back. It was the Jay. Right. It was the Ray.
Right.
But, all right, so that's interesting to me. So you also, who was the guy that you cried over?
Oh, someone who was very, very, very important to me.
Is that the engagement guy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and did you know about that your mom was engaged?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that makes sense that you would cry over it. Yeah, no, of course. That makes sense that you would cry over that guy. Wasn't also Uncle Floyd married
before? Yeah.
He was, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
When I met him, he was officially divorced.
Yeah. You didn't pull Jerry Seinfeld. As you have brought up multiple times.
Nor would I.
Yeah. So I didn't actually know that my dad was married before he married my mom until I was 12, looking through pictures and found one of my dad with some woman I didn't recognize. And I showed my mom and I said, Mom, who is this? And she says, oh, well, your father will have to tell you. And she said, and goes, Floyd. And in comes my dad. And I was like, Dad, who's this? And he looks at the picture for a little long time. And then he looks and then he says, give me that. He takes it out of my hand and he walks away to the other room. And then my mom tells me, you know, that's your dad's ex-wife. And I had a conniption. I was like, what? Not like a bad conniption, but like I was definitely in shock and excited.
Did you have kids?
Right. And yeah. I didn't know.
You didn't know. It was really a non-entity.
He had five other children that are my brothers.
And that is my side of the family that Aunt Zelda was talking about before.
Yeah. Right.
Now that you're thoroughly confused, let's go back to the show.
So what were you saying?
I forgot.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were saying that it happens, right?
It does happen, and it's part of...
I mean, Aunt Janet, too, right? She was married before, right?
Yes.
And, like, yeah, well, and then got divorced and all that stuff.
And, I mean, it just... and I know your father, he had a girlfriend before your mother.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I knew he had girlfriends before my mom, but... Please,
he had one that he brought home and to Spring Valley, and my grandmother knew her. And
okay, so and he thought that. Well, did he ever say he thought she was the one?
We didn't know, but thought she was important to him.
Definitely. I mean, you know, my last girlfriend, she knew my whole family. She knew Grandma, right?
Uh-huh.
Though Grandma, for some reason, always called her Monique. And, like, I don't know why. That's like, not even any... That's nothing even close to her name.
You know, we like a good gimmick
well,
in the family.
The Nick part.
Maybe, yeah. But
the Nick part.
Like, she'd always be like, how's Monique? And I'd be like, what are you talking about? It's the strangest
You know what it
thing.
Was? It was that Grandma knew that Nicole wasn't Jewish, but maybe she gave her the name Monique.
Maybe.
I think it was the Neek part.
It's possible,
or Monique.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. When you're that old, it's like you get to say, call people what you want.
Yeah, you call
whatever
people
their name is. Yeah.
But, so I mean, I mean, everyone has that, right?
And it makes you who you are. And
yeah, those are experiences.
All that bullshit, it makes you stronger, which I don't believe.
Well, I think it makes
I think
you
it makes you weak
I don't
and, har- and horrifying.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Honestly.
I mean, it definitely puts walls up, but I think that it's like, also that's part of the whole thing is like trying to break down those walls again is like learning about yourself and learning it's okay. Right?
Like, there's also the whole idea
that you can't.
You're married. What are you talking about?
Also, like, the whole idea that you can't have love without loss. And, like, that, you know, good doesn't mean anything without evil. Like, you know, like, that whole concept. Well, like, you can't even really embrace it and experience it without knowing the other side.
I think you go through experiences that make you grow up throughout life. Like, you have to grow up a little bit, and you have to have these experiences. That was one of Becca's biggest faults with Colton, is that he was inexperienced in terms of relationships, right?
And sex.
And well, that
yes.
wasn't...
And
that
you
fault.
Said he was aggressive, you were surprised, and remember,
like,
I said, he has to get his frustrations out somehow.
He was super aggressive.
Because he's a virgin.
Yeah. So he gets his aggression out through yelling.
Something.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess we haven't talked about his masturbation practices on the show.
What are his masturbation
practices?
We
don't know that.
So that could be the letter. I mean, like, just in, you know, in theory, him, yeah, I guess it would still be frustrating not to have ever had sex, even if you were still masturbating and leading an active self sex life. Yeah, that would still be frustrating.
This,
I don't know. I've had sex.
But that sounds like something someone
at Leib Town.
That sounds like something somebody who's never had sex would say. Is I've had sex explicitly.
No. Find out at Leib Town.
Jeez, your Twitter must be incredible.
I wonder if I've had any new messages since we started live taping this podcast.
Definitely not. This is recorded.
Oh, hello.
Absolutely not. I think that you go through these experiences and it kind of like funnels the person that you are into figuring out,
what to do next.
Yeah.
What not to do.
I was super immature in my last relationship. Right. And
in mine too.
Exactly. And the reason why Right. And the reason why you're more mature than you were is because you went through those like bad experiences where you had to grow up and like
but
kind of like
so painful.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I'm still in pain about it.
But you have to question like, you know, it's not entirely that person, it's like also you, right? And so that's when you started
evaluating
yourself.
Right. No, I'm not saying it was entirely one person.
Will you scratch my back with a pen also?
No.
My mother was Zelda. Aunt Zelda, the star of this show, was just scratching her back
scratching
with a pen.
Wild.
Just so everybody knows. And will not scratch my back with a pen.
No.
Cool. No one wants to scratch your back.
I turned 32 recently. So I think it's a reasonable request.
One would never believe that.
Speaking of growing up.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Peter Pan syndrome.
Mm.
Yo, that's a thing in New York City, right?
Is that in the DSM, Peter Pan syndrome? Is that a
failure to launch?
An industry term?
Failure to launch.
Yes, we heard.
Really love the dynamic that I've brought to this show.
You wanted guest speakers, right?
Yeah, I hope that it's not.
Maybe we'll throw Ad Leib Town into the name of the podcast.
In the future when we have more guests, I hope it's just as good.
Yeah, Zelda, Ad Leib Town, and me, and The Bachelor, and The Bachelorette.
At Leib
Town. And family values.
Aunt Zelda and at Leib Town and me. At The Bachelor.
And The Bachelorette.
Oh, God.
And Bachelor in Paradise. You have to add that to the title as
and
well.
Bachelor in Paradise.
I mean, who's excited for Bachelor in Paradise? Come on, let's give it up. All our audience out there. Let's give it up for Bachelor in Paradise. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited for that here in the house.
This is absurd. This is absolutely...
Our listeners are excited. We want to share that with them. You know, we're excited too.
Dude, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, I feel like we've...
Exhausted our
I feel like
time
we've exhausted
on the air.
Our time.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like we've accomplished very little about this show.
Yeah.
We talked very little
about
the show.
But that's the most fun. That's when you're having you know, a good show.
No, it's true. We never got to Will's, but, you know...
First of all, what's up with the plural on Will's? I mean, I have a weird name. My name's Leib at Leib Town. But, you know, Wills, Wills, there's only one of you, man. It's only one Will.
It's kind of like the name, like, Jeeves.
No one's named Jeeves.
Yeah.
Well, I guess no one's
Butlers.
Named Wills.
I never thought to analyze Jeeves as a name.
If you're named Jeeves, you have to be a butler when you get older.
Yeah, I think so.
Perfect.
Maybe Wills, too.
All right.
Wills is the American Jeeves. That's like a butler thing.
Something like it.
Possible.
Sounds like it, right? Wills. Mm. Bring me my
Wills.
Bring me my powder.
Wills, will you?
Let's
Wills it.
Poor Will.
Wills it.
Let's shut it down. Let's shut down the podcast.
Okay.
Right.
If you guys have anything you want to say, be sure to hit us up on email at auntzeldaandme@gmail.com. If you have anything to say to Leib, you know where to find him.
At Leib Town.
At Leib Town. Aunt Zelda, will you do the honors?
Okay, so will you accept this rose?
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.